Eide Machzumin al-Ashtar, Nasu Kimishnechu, Eide Sambadezdin. So we've learned this week the concept of Kayach Ashtar, which is embodied in this phrase of Reish Lakish, that Eide Machzumin al-Ashtar is Kimishnechu, Eide Sambadezdin. This is the idea that every shtar has a certain unique assumption of credibility, and we always try to assume that it's kosher. I'd like to mention three more nekudis that are nagaya to this idea of Kayach Ashtar. The first is Reb Chaim, the Grach al HaRambam, in, I believe it's Perek Hei of Hilchos Eidos, brings this yisoid based on a Rambam, on the Rambam there. The Rambam there is talking about the halacha of nimtza echameyem karavei pasul. Alright, there's a concept, a general concept, by all Eidos, that if Eidim, forget about Ashtar for example, let's talk about a regular case. You have a bunch of Eidim see Reuven kill Shimon. And they come to Bezdin and they all say Eidus that Reuven kill Shimon. If one of those Eidim is a Karev apostle, even though there were three or four or five Eidim, they come in, they say, Reuven, we saw Reuven kill Shimon. Nimtza echad mehem, Karev apostle, if even just one of them is a Karev to another one of the Eidim, or to the murderer, or he's apostle, so kulam b'teil, the whole kat Eidus is batel. Nimtza echad mehem, Karev batel, kulam b'teil. However, there's an exception to that. Exception is, that's only true if they intended to say Eidus together. If all of them intended to say Eidus together, then it's true, Nimtza Mechan Karve Pasol Eidus and Betela. But let's say they didn't intend to say Eidus together. What are you going to do? There are people standing in the street, and two of them are brothers. And Reuven killed Shimon. Before Reuven killed Shimon, he didn't walk around saying, making sure that, you know, Atem Eidai, to make sure he had kosher Eidus. He didn't designate two witnesses. He was just killing Shimon, right? So, Mayasa, Shnei Achim, Ve'echad, Shiro, Ve'echad, Sharagas HaNefesh. There happened to be two brothers in the group that saw him kill. Does that mean that Reuven's automatically off the hook because two brothers saw him? You say no. If they didn't intend to say this together, the two brothers, if they never intended to be a Kat Eidim, so it's very good that there's no problem. One brother comes to Bezdin together with one of the other Rechaikim, that's not a Karev, and they say Eidus, and everything's fine. The only time we say Nimtzeach Mi Akarev Apostle Eidus and Betela is in such a situation where it's their intention to say Eidus together. This is the halacha of Nimtzeach Mi Akarev Apostle. So the Rambam says, what about an Ishtar? An Ishtar, you have Eidim, you have the same rule, Nimtzeach Mi Akarev Apostle, the whole Ishtar is bottled. So what happens in Ishtar if you have, let's say, if 10 people signed Ishtar, and you look at the list of 10, and one of them is a Karev Apostle, what do you do? So it's up to Rambam, Shailin Onlay. We call in the Karev and we ask him, did you mean to say Eidus together? Now, what do you mean, did you mean? And he signed it. He signed the Shtar. There's a concept of Milui Shtaris. Milui Shtaris means, if we do a Shtar, whatever it is, a business deal, we make a Shtar, and we finish the Shtar, and then we realize there's a blank line in the Shtar. Very often, Eidim sign, they leave a little space, and they sign. It's like you do. You're not supposed to leave space before your signature. Later, people could add, they could add words. They could say, call Zed, Nasana, tonight, that you give me $100. They could add whatever they want on top of your signature. In a shtar, you're not supposed to leave a space. If you do accidentally leave a space, So chasminon, you get people to sign their names, either ketanim, it doesn't matter who, just to fill in the space. You get ketanim to sign, or even kreivim to sign their name there. Not b'tarus eidus. Just that's called malim, malinon, we malay it. We fill in the space. So we ask this kariv, when you sign, did you sign off eid, or did you sign stam to fill in the space? Obviously, if he says, I signed out eid, then this becomes a shtar with eidim, then nimsecha miyankara vefasla eidusim b'teila. And if he signed not out eid, he just signed to be mamalayit, or he has some other reason he signed it, then the shtar is kosher. What happens if we can't find him? These kreivim that signed, they're not in town, or they died already. We know it's their signature, but we don't know, did they sign the Torah say this, or did they sign just to fill in the shtar? So obviously, what does the Rambam say? What? So Rambam says it's kosher, his lashon is, we mashe the shtar, she'efshur, that they wrote it just to fill it in. Efshur, it's possible. They wrote their names just to fill in the shtar. So, Frech Reb Chaim, that's how you mash the shtar is? Efshur? Efshur? Because maybe? What do you mean, maybe? You want to be my Tzimami. So, you can be mash the shtar because Efshur? Because maybe they just did it to fill in? And for Reb Chaim, yes, that's the din of Reish Lakish. That Eidim Achsum and Ashtar, Kibishnuchu Eidusim Bebezim. That a shtar is an assumption of kashrus, and if it's efshur, then we say it's kashrus, which is the same yisayid that we discussed yesterday, that I mentioned to you originally on Sunday, that the mashra shtaris. This is Reb Chaim's makar for the same exact yisayid. It's not a machlokes, same yisayid, just it's a nice makar from a Rambam, and it's very meduyik. The Rambam's lashon is that we're mashur it she'efshur because maybe. Well, that those words were mashur because it's maybe. It's telling us this concept that we're mashur things with maybe. Shtaris were mashur with a maybe. That's the first nekuda. This is this Reb Chaim. Now, there's a kasha on the Gemara that both the Ritva and the Pnei Yeshua ask on our Gemara. That is, that the way I teach this Gemara to you till now was misleading. It's not 100% what Reish Lakish said. What I told you is Reish Lakish says, Eidim Achsum and Al-Shtak and Mishnach Reidu Son, which means you don't need a Kiyam in Atayra, and that's the whole Gemara. Okay, Reish Lakish, the Ritva and to Yeshua point out, Reish Lakish is talking about a totally different thing. I'll tell you what Reish Lakish was talking about. Reish Lakish was going on a Gemara in Subis, Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara says, interesting din, you have a shtar that's signed by two eidim. And the eidim walk into Beis, and the ones who signed it, they walk into Beis, they say Ksav Yadeinu Zeh Aval Ksanim Hayinu. To say it's our signature, but we signed that as before Abba Mitzvah Aval Ksanim Hayinu. Chayrus Apostle Shtar, right? They say Aval Ksanim Hayinu or Anusim Hayinu. We were forced. Chayrus Apostle Nigo of Well, the other way, really. The Eidim have a Migu, they could have said, this is not our Ksav Yad, so believe us, that Ketanim Ayinu, or that's really how the Mishnah gets into Tzuvis. Because nothing now, they have a Pesha, so they believe. But if Yotzach Ksav Yad, we know it's their signature before they came, so they have no Migu. So if they say Ksav Yadenu, they have a Ketanim Ayinu, they're not believed. Why are they not believed? They're not contradicting anybody. is a signature, and they say Ksavi Denizah, but we're Ktanim. So why aren't they believed? Zafresh Lakish. Eidim achasumim mishtar kimishinech kureidusim bebezim. Eidim usayim mishtar, it's like Haggadah Eidus. Once someone says a Haggadah Eidus in Bezdin, what's it do? If two Eidim come into Bezdin, they say Eidus. And the next day they come back and they say what we said yesterday, it wasn't so. It was different. So they can't do that. Why? Because we have a halacha, the kivin shehigid, shuvena chayzer umagid. You only get one chance to say this in Bezdin. Bezdin is not joking. You come into Bezdin, made the diet, you're careful what you say. And when you say something in Bezdin, kivin shehigid, shuvena chayzer umagid. So after Shlokish, the same thing with the shtar. What? Good, okay, it won't be a okay, one second. So Zakt Reish Lakish, why can't they say Ketanim Ayinu? Because Eidim Achsum and Ashtar Kemishnechru Eidusim Bebez. When you bring a shtar to Bezdin and people sign Pliny Ben Pliny Eid, he's saying that he's a kosher Eid. He's saying that he's kosher to say Eidus. And it is kasha to say Eidus, so kivin shehigid shuvena chayzer umagid. He can't come the next day and contradict himself from yesterday. That's Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish wasn't talking about kivin shtaris deraisa, kivin shtaris derabbanan. Reish Lakish was talking about what? He was talking about the din of kivin shehigid shuvena chayzer umagid. That if you sign a shtar, when you sign a shtar, you can't come the next day and say what I said yesterday. And the shtar is possible. It applies to shtaros too. So what does that have to do with this gemara? What are you bringing it into this subject? You only keep shtaros because of Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish wasn't talking about this. I wasn't there when Reish Lakish originally said it. Yeshua is assuming he originally said it in that context. Whether that Gemara is just saying Reish Lakish, I don't know. Here it says Kidder Reish Lakish. It seems we're quoting that Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish didn't say it on Kim Shtaris. Reish Lakish said it on Kim Shehigi. Kidder. What's the lush? Eidim asum b'shtar, k'mishnach k'rei dusim b'bezdin. It's like I got to say this in Bezdin. And also you don't need kiyum. Does that necessarily follow that since you can't be chayzer, you don't need kiyum? It means from his lush. Dear from his lush, k'mishnach k'rei dusim b'bezdin. It's a dear from his lush, his lush. And since he said such a lush, it's true, if Reish Lakish said his klal, and then we're comparing it to that, then we're comparing it to this, it would be good. It seems if Yeshua assumes that Reish Lakish originally said it there, he said it in that context, which still, maybe since he said Kemishin Echkeru, it should still work. Could be. But the according to what we're saying in Koyach Ashtar, it's very meduyik. Because what's the Hezber? What's the Hezber in Reish Lakish? That Eidim Achsum and Bishtak and Yisrael doesn't bez, it can't be Chayzer Umagid. The point is that when he says his first Haggadah, Meidik Dayik, he's very careful when he says his first Haggadah in Bezdin. And Reish Lakish says, even in a shtar, Reish Lakish is saying that in a shtar, a person is made dayik. A person is very careful when he writes a shtar to do it the proper way. Dr. Baruch Ber, this is here in the Baruch Ber, the Baruch Shmuel, the Simon test. Again, he buys ice, this whole concept of Kachashtar. And he says that Reish Lakish's Memra is the same concept of Kayach Hashtar. Reish Lakish's whole Vart is, like I told you once, outside of Beis Din, if you say words outside of Beis Din, later you go into Beis Din, they say Yomi Mani, Baharaya, I have witnesses, you say you admitted it outside of Beis Din. So the halacha is that's not acceptable in court. That's not just because outside of Beis Din I said something, that's not binding on me in Beis Din. I could say I was joking. I said it, I was joking, I was lying. I could say whatever I want. Something I said outside of Beis Din, Mishata Hayisibar, I could say I was joking. So it's not going to work. You get somebody, you want to prove somebody owes you money, you know he's going to deny it. You know, so you put a tape recorder in your pocket and you record him telling you he owes you money. It's not going to help you. Because you could say, Mishata, you see, I was joking. On a shtar, which is signed outside of Beis Din, we say, Kivin Shigi Shavena Chayzel Magid. You can't say I was joking. You can't say Mishata Hayis. Why? Why you signed it outside of Beis Din? The answer obviously is that people joke with words. But like Chatzifish, Lizayufay, people don't joke and will sign false shtaris. Like Chatzifish, Lizayufay. So, what? What happens? You mean when a person is talking? There's one exception to Bishata, you see, and that is if you say Atameidai. If you go over to someone and you say, do you owe me money? But you have to tell them beforehand, Atameidai, I have two people here who are going to be witnesses, and they're going to say this in Beis Din. Then we say a person is not Bishata. Okay. But it's a typical speech speaking outside Beis Din, then we say a person is Bishata. If not, okay. But at any rate, on a shtar, the person can't say I was joking. Because on a shtar, made it dayik. So, that's the rule of Kayach Hashtar. The rule of Kayach Hashtar is that when a person signs a shtar, he's dead serious about it, he means what he's doing, and it has a kayach like Eidim. The chutzah finishes the yufet. So Rabbah Peh says, Hainu hach, or Reish Lakish said. And what we're saying, that Kish Shtaris is the Rabbana, it's the same thing. It's not two different things. It's all the same idea. So Rabbah Peh again, so we have this Rukhayim, Kayach Hashtar, Rabbah Peh here, who said the concept of Kayach Hashtar. And unusual, this is like a big yisoid, which I didn't tell you any machlokes in, right? Usually you talk about this, you give a whole shiur, you have to have some kind of machlokes. Everything we've discussed so far, there is no machlokes. Kachim advar. There's a concept of Kach Hashtar. So he brings from here, he brings from here. It seems there's no machlokes yishoidin, no machlokes achrayinim. It's that's the concept of Kach Hashtar. Third Nakuda is a Nakuda which will bring us into a situation of a Machlokes. Again, the site of the Gemara is Kiyum Shtaris Rabban. I told you yesterday, I think three Nafkaminas, Kiyum Shtaris Rabbanan. One Nafkamina was Eid Nafkadayim. And one Nafkamina was, they could say, this is the Godless, but they saw the Katmos. Third nafkamina was that you could do kiyum shtar shalad b'fana. This is all coolest because since kiyum shtar is the rabbanon, so therefore such a rule applies. The shach in two places, in simim mem vav, I believe it's a katan yud, and later again in simim samaches a katan yud beis. The shach says that this rule, that Kiyum Shtaris Derabanan, is only true on a normal shtar that has two eights. There's another kind of shtar called Ksav Yadai. Ksav Yadai. What's Ksav Yadai? You lend me money. You lend me $100. You want an IOU. I take out a paper. I write IOU $100. I date it. and I sign it. That's Tzav Yadai, and that's also a shtar. Tzav Yadai Shel Adam is Meir Alav Kimei Aidim. A person's signature is works. As a matter of fact, I think we're going to have a Mishnah later. On Daf Pei Vav, there's a Mishnah that Tzav Yadai Vein Alav Aidim is a good get, b'diavad at least. If a husband writes a get without any Aidim, he writes a get, Hari Amal Gureshes, the whole Lashon of a get, and he signs it, and he gives it to a woman. The Chatchila, we don't have such getting. What? Okay, look at you, and he has Eidei Mesira. You need Eidei for Kinyume, which means when he hands it over, he has two Eidim at the time of the handing over. So you have Eidei for Kinyume, and we pass an Eidei Mesira karati. So he has to have Eidei when he hands the get. But if the get itself is just Ksav Yadai, so the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, that that's a get that's Minatayr, it's kosher. It's Rabbanon, we don't do it. But the Eved, we don't apostle people because of it. We allow the Shtar. So there's such a concept of a Shtar, Ksav Yadai, Ksav Yadai Shalada. Zot B'Shach, when do we say, Kiyum Shtar is the Rabbanon? When do we say Kiyum Shtar is the Rabbanon and you have all these coolers? That's a shtar that has Eidim. But a shtar that's the ksav yad of the loiva, or a ksav yad of the seller, such a shtar, kiyum shtaris, is derais. Just think about it for a minute, does it make sense? It's really very logical. It makes a lot of sense, huh? I mentioned Amrashi? Okay. That it makes a lot of sense because Kiyum Shtaris is the Rabbanon when they are witnesses. But if I bring something and I claim that you signed it, so such a Shtar, it's a Shtar, right? The Shach says it is so, that needs Kiyum and Atayra. You can't, there's no such a thing as Kiyum Shtaris there. As I say, Shach. The Meila, what? Oh, good. So the Meila is like the Shach, three Nachkaminis. That you don't say Eid Nasadayin on Kim Shtaris of Ksav Yadai. You don't say Nema Lahe Vigodlai Masharav Vikatnusai by Eishtar Ksav Yadai. And you have to do Kim Bafana. Because here, Kim Shtaris is Dairaisa. As I state in Shach. So what are you asking? That. So the Ksais asks this Kash. Ksais asks, in Simim and Vav, Sukkotnehe. Is 1 minute. What's the whole basis? The Kiyum Shtaris is the Rabbanon. So it's Rashi, Lechatzah finish Luzi Yufay. Lechatzah finish Luzi Yufay. So, what's a bigger chutzpah? To forge two witnesses or to forge the signature of the liver? Of the fake liver? What? Fake liver or the witnesses? Why would you feel more comfortable forging? You were a forger, huh? Two witnesses. But here, lying for says. So, on the one hand, you have to face the liver, and the edim. But if you find it. Agreeing that people would rather forge Saviad. He's saying you'd rather forge Saviad. But that's saying you'd rather forge the signature of the Aiden.
Yeah,
they're timing that you may never meet the Aiden. The Levi is certainly going to meet. So wouldn't you rather forge? You rather forge the Saviad. I mean, if I face him with the forged signatures of the Eidim, he also knows. He also knows his point, that's true. The Ktsai says that if you're smart and you want to forge signatures, four signatures of dead people, like I told you the other day, of people who died in between. So then, with anybody who died, you go down to the to the funeral home and you ask them who they buried the day before. And, you know, you get these dated a month ago and you sign their names. So, he assumes, if lechatsa finished, to sign signatures of even people who are dead, so certainly he's not going to be a chutzpah to sign the signature of the leiva. So, Pesach Tzais, how can you say that Kiyam Shtaris, a Shtar of Eidim, that's a din, that's a din derabana. A Kiyam Shtaris of an individual, that's Dairaisa, Meichatais. According to the Yisai, the way we're learning up the sugya, the shach is good. We're not talking here about an umdina of lechatsa finish. We're talking about the concept of kayach hashtar. The Torah created, or again like the Rambam, the Rabbanan created, a concept of kayach hashtar. That concept of Kayach Ashtar is a Shtar with Eidim. It's such a thing that Rish Lakish calls Eidim Asum Mishtar, Kimishneku Eidus and Bedes. Why? It's an Umdina? No, it's not an Umdina. It's a Kayach Ashtar that the Torah created. That Kayach Ashtar is true by Shtaris. If you have Sav Yodai Shalaiva, that's not a Shtar. That's Ksav Yodai, that's a different concept. Of the Shach. Alright, there's an Umdina, but it's hard to finish. But Umdina is, you can't be mighty man with an Umdina alone. So for that, you need Kiyam Shtaris Daraisa. It's just the point is that, like we said yesterday from Rabbi Chanan, it's not an Umdina of Lechot to finish. Lechot to finish is the basis for the concept of Kayach Hashtar. There's a concept called Kayach Hashtar. That concept of Kayach Hashtar, that's Rish Lakish. Reish Lakish comes and tells us you should know there's a concept of shtaris. And shtaris, we give it a power, can be shnekru edusa. It's taka based on lechotzif. But it's more than lechotzif. It's this idea that just like two edim, I believe, shtaris, I believe. That concept of kayach hashtar, of the shah, is a shtar with edim. If you have a shtar that's saibik savyada, that's a raya. That's not a shtar. It's a raya. So we have to judge the raya, like every raya. But it's not that rule of kayach hashtar that the Torah was mechadish. Mimela, the shach is saying that is a raya which needs proof. Kiyam shtaris daraisa by Ksav Yodai. Memela, there's a fourth nafkamina. The Shach himself says here in Memvav, back to the Rav Shri Ragayin, which I spoke out on the Mishnah. The Kiyum called Dinyan Shtaris. We spoke about, there's one type of Kiyum called Dinyan Shtaris, comparing this Shtar to another known Shtar from this person. Dinyan Shtaris. So he said you could do Kiyum three ways. Rashi said, either Aiden recognize the signature, or the signers themselves know the signature, that's Kiyum. There's another word called Kiyum, Dinyan Shtaris. Dinyan Shtaris totally works. The Mishnah Ksuba says, Ksav Yada Yaitzim Abakim Acher, if you compare it to Ksav Yada Yaitzim Abakim Acher, the signature coming from a different person. So that's also a type of Kiyum, Dinyan Shtaris. Rav Shri Ragayin said that's a shmacha type of kiyum, and he said the other types of kiyum are better. This is weaker. So we spoke about why, because it's not tviyasayin, it's simonim. We argued about it. But bottom line, Rav Shri Ragayin says dinyan shtaris only works by kiyum shtaris that are derabanan. By Ksav Yadai, a shtar that's written with the Ksav Yad of the Leiva, Dinyan Shtaris doesn't work. It only works by Eidim. If you have a shtar signed with Eidim, you can use Dinyan Shtaris. If you have a shtar that's that Savyada Shel Laiva, or Savyada Shel Lekeach, then Din Yishtaris doesn't work. That's Rosh Hashanah's concept, which the Shach says is all based on this. That this is the concept of Din Yishtaris is a fourth Kula in Kiyum Shtaris the Rabbanan. Right, since Kiyum Shtaris is the Rabbanan, so we said that Eid Nasadayim, and Nemadim Begadlan Laimer Masharal Bekatnam, and Kiyum Shalai Befanav, we had three Kulas by Kiyum Shtaris the Rabbanan. So the Shach, or Shura Bain, understands that Kiyum Shtaris, Din Yishtaris, is also a Kula that we say only in a situation of Kiyum Shtaris the Rabbanan. Where Kiyum Shtaris is the Rabbanan, we say the concept of Din Yishtaris. Where Kiyum Shtaris is the Raisa, we don't. And since the Shach holds Tzav Yadai is the case of Din Yishtaris, so in the Melo, it won't apply there. So this is a fourth, at least what I'm sure you're going, it's a fourth Nafkamina in between cases of Kiyum Shtaris the Raisa and Kiyum Shtaris the Rabbanan. So these are the three Nakudas that Nogeya to the concept of Kayach Hashtar. Number one, the Rav Chaim is Makar the Rambam. Number two, Rav Baruch Ber, his answer to Pnei Shua's Kasha. And number three, he answered the Shach from the Ktsaisis Kasha. Same thing, it all goes with this Mahalach that what we're talking about here is not just a rule. One rule is Shas, Kimishnefer, this and Bethesda. We're talking about a Klal Gadol, that just like two Eidim, the Torah put up on a pedestal, that two Eidim is a great Raya, and we work with two Eidim, come out every case. It's really impossible to destroy two Eidim. Nothing else is good against two Eidim except two other Eidim that can cancel them out, those Zainim and Mazinim. But otherwise, two Eidim is totally believed. The same thing, Shtar. A shtar is not quite two Eidim. Two Eidim against a shtar would win. But it's Kanishan Echreidus of the Vezim. Kayach Hashtar is just a level under that. That it's like two Eidim, it's Kanishan Echreidus. And there's a concept of Kayach Hashtar, which again is the Raisa like most Rishayim, the Rabbanan according to the Rambam. And this is the aside that we have here this week. Like how to finish? Why it doesn't apply to Ksav Yadai? Okay, what Rabbi Chanan says, and the truth of the professor is the same thing in this piece. The question we asked yesterday, Rabbi Chanan asked, that like how to, we're saying you need to aid him. And Eidim and Ishtar, that's two Eidim. Why? Because Lechatz finish. So we ask, Lechatz finish is only an Umdina. It's not two Eidim. So how can you consider it to be two Eidim? Right? That was the kasha that we had yesterday. So B'chanan answers it. What I'd like to do is just give you a muscle to help you understand how he answers it. Two Eidim is considered Kasha, right? Two Eidim is considered a great Raya. You could kill people based on two Eidim. Two Eidim come into Beis Din, they say Eidus, you could give them Nisa based on it. Let's say someone will tell me, oh, you know, I never heard it as Din. Two people could give Nisa. Why is that so? So I'll tell him, you know, we assume, it's an assumption that two Eidim don't lie. It could happen they lie, but we, Neman, like as a Chazaka or an Umdina, two Eidim don't lie. You'll come to me and say, aha, so you're not killing based on two Eidim, you're killing based on an Umdina. You have an Umdina that two people don't lie. So I'll answer you, the Torah gave a kayak to two Eidim. But it's based on the concept that two Eidim will come into Beis Din, one lies more often, two would lie less often. But it's based on that. But it's just an explanation of a given. There's a given. Two Eidim are acceptable. You want me to explain it? I'll explain it. But Lamaisa, it's an explanation of a concept we have of two Eidim. Rabbi Chanan learns in Tarashi the same thing. There's a concept of Kayach Hashtar. Rish Lakish says, Shtei Eidim, Kibish Nechere, Dusim Bebez. there's a concept of two of Kayach Hashtar. Kayach Hashtar is something that we accept pretty much unequivocally, that if you have a shtar, in a Torah, it doesn't even appear, and we do whatever we could to be Mashir Hashtar. Why are we Mashir Hashtar? Why do we give so much Kayach Hashtar? So for Rashi, you should understand that Lechotze Finish, a person is Lechotze. That people's shtaris are usually good. And you'll say, aha, it's not shtar, it's an umdun of Lechotze Finish. So I'll tell you, no. There's a concept of shtaris, that we give kayach to shtaris. You want to understand, so I give you to understand that Lechotze Finish. But it's more than an umdun. It's an explanation of kayach hashtar, just like there are two Eidim. There's an assumption two Eidim are telling the truth. But that's not an umdina, it's two Eidim. Same thing, there's a concept of shtar, and this is an explanation to it. But it's only an explanation to the basic concept of kayach hashtar that the Torah created. Ksav yadai is also an umdina, like chotze finish to forge someone's handwriting. But that's also only an umdina. The Torah didn't give. The Shach is saying the concept of kayach hashtar is only by shtaris that are signed by Eidim. Doesn't apply to Ksav Yadai. Okay, but I think it makes it a little more understandable just to explain, compare it to Eidim. Right. And it may look, it's nice, move on.
Two Eidim,
but still
again, by two Eidim, they, not that they have no line left, but once you're not ready, you're going to trip them up with the order.
Maybe, by two Eidim, it's based on the fact that if I'm Re'estem Chakirais, I'll trip them up. Not exactly, it's not really so, I'll tell you why. The truth is that the chakiras that they have to answer, you say sheva chakiras, makes it sound like a lot of questions. It's not a lot of questions, it's really two. All seven chakiras are really two. Where and when. By the when, we ask them which shmita cycle, which year, which month, which day, which day of the week. Right? We ask them six questions. But basically, they only have to answer where and when. Now it's true that in addition to the sheva, to the seven questions they have to answer, we do try to ask them other questions. They didn't push us. We try to ask them other questions, get them to be tripped up. They don't have to answer. Just like by shtar, they don't have to answer. They won't answer. They don't have to answer either. And as far as the things they have to answer is man and makim. The shtar has to have that too. The shtar has to have a shtar without a date and a place is also a problem. So I shouldn't say that. I'm not sure the shtar has to have a place. Look at that. A get has to have a place. I don't know. Or shtar mamis or don't have to have a place. But at least his man it has to have. So it's not that much of a difference. And although by dinin nefashis, you know that we try to trip them up. By dinin mamis, we don't try to trip them up. We don't try to confuse them and trip them up. Right? Rabbi Akiva said that if Eidim will come in front of me, I'd never give misa. I'd ask them so many questions. Right, I ask him, well, what was he wearing? What was he wearing? And what was the window still behind? So that's not Bedin and Foshis. Bedin and Mominus, we don't try to confuse the answer. Okay, so we have a concept of Kiyum Shtaris the Rabbanan. And as of today, we mentioned one exception, and that is Ksav Yadai. In fact, there's one more exception. Where else is Kiyum Shtaris Dereisa? I mentioned to you our Rashi in the Mishnah. Kim starts to be Daraisa. What? When there's a Ma'ariv. Kim starts the Rabbanon means what? It means Mina Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai. Moshe Rabbeinu gave the same shiur you should know in the Midbar about Kayach Hashtar. He didn't quote Rabbi Chanan, he didn't quote Rabbi Chaim. He gave exactly the same shiur. He taught everybody that there's a concept of Kayach Hashtar. And if there's a shtar, and the Komish Masha Talmud Basti Gosset was Sadish Nemel Moshe Masinai, so Moshe Muslim told them the Rashba story, exactly what happened. The whole thing he told them is the concept of Kayach Hashtar, and now there's no Drabonans yet. A shtar doesn't have to be Makoyim. So someone would ask, what do you mean? If I bring a shtar and I say that Yomi money, and there's a Ma'ari who claims it's false, you don't have to be Makoyim. So there's a Yisoid, it's known by the name of Rabbeinu Avigdor, it's Hagos Naimini B'Shem, Hagos Mordechai B'Shem Rabbeinu Avigdor. So this is the Yisoid Rabbeinu Avigdor is, that Kiyum Shtaris is the Rabbanon Cause a man, there's no ma'arer on the Baal David, as I say, it's mezuyif. It doesn't come with the error again. However, as soon as there's an error, so even before the Rabbanan, Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai, does it make sense he would teach such a din? Rabbeinu, I think this says up his svara. Does it make sense that shtaris are believed even if the Baal David time is mezuyif? If the Rabbeinu Avigdor holds, it's not logical. That your Sumishtar is good, it's fine. But if the Baal Dover says it's Mizayif, so the son you have to prove. Rabbeinu Avigdor Nemzon, that's a din Tyra. The Kim Shtaris Adairaisa, when there's a Ma'ar. The Mela, when there's a Ma'arer. All the coolest that we said won't apply. There's a Ma'arer, when we won't hold true that. Ein Hasadayim and Gadol is never to say Masher Rabbe Kadusai and the Ikdush Lebefanav and Dimi Shtaris won't apply. That's Rabbeinu Avigdor's Yisai. Then when there's a Ma'arer, then we don't say this concept of Kim Shtaris the Rabbanan, we say Kim Shtaris the Reis. I think it's a logical thing. With that, we explain Rashi. Why Rashi left that Dimi Shtaris. Because Rashi's talking when the Baal is Ma'ar. So Rashi and the Mishnah left that in Yishtaris. So the Baal is Ma'ar. Now Kiyam Shtaris is Deraisa. So now this Kula of the Yishtaris doesn't apply. It's like the other three Kulas don't apply. That's the side of Rabbeinu Avigdor. The problem with Rabbeinu Avigdor, one of the kashis is from this Gemara. Now the Gemara at first glance, is it a problem? The Gemara says that Eidam is Shabbat b'Fachs v'Shnayim, and therefore Kiyum Shtaris the Rabbanan, and therefore Rabbanan who did Struch Achim Mishum Beginay Kilu by Rabbanan. I guess from the Gemara itself. On Daf Gimel, it wouldn't be a problem. However, Rashi in Me'ikara Medik Dayik brings two pshatim. The first pshat is, again, what are we going on? That we're saying that the Eid Echad could say b'fari nechtam and be mekayim. The kasha is asi bal ma'ar. If the bal be ma'ar, so kulo chomru. And for the Gemara, meikar meidikdayik, he has to stay in front of two or three. Look, Rashi, why does that help? He says in front of two or three. Rashi's first shot is no problem. So once he says it in front of two or three, the husband won't be ma'ar. So this whole Amid is talking, the husband might say, ma'ar, no problem. Rashi's second shot. Rashi in the second shad by Me'ikar Meidikdayik, Rashi says that even if the husband will be ma'arer, he won't be believed anymore. Because since the Eid Echad said, b'farei nechtam, so we already accepted him. So now, if the husband is a ma'arer, that error won't carry any weight.
Asking the husband not to be ma'arer, he knows not to be ma'arer.
No, the second shot. Inami oirer, even if he is an error, ein einaman, then the husband is not believed. What? Because this is all part of what he's thinking.
Right.
He's thinking inami oirer ein einaman.
He knows
it's not going to be believed. So. There's a fit for Russian ration. Lo yomi vi inami oirer. You know the iron means, and even if he is my iron. What? Well, I think what he's learning is that's all one shot, that somehow Rashi said he won't be my iron because he knows that if he's my iron, he thinks that he's my iron, he won't be believed. The first shot of Rashi is not that way. That's two shot. I tell you, the Rashi says the first shot, the Ritva says the second shot, both shot appear in the Rishayim. Which takes out the inami? Filu in ma'arer. Why did the Girsa change? Inami Meir, Afilu Meir. Could be if you do the one changes the Girsa, that's all part of the idea of what he knows. Like you're saying, but anyway, Lamaisa, the Atuk shot him, and then we shine him later on Hayamid Bays. That say, according to Lashna Gemara, that once the Eirechet says Befanei Nechta, Befanei Nechtam, the Baal can't be Ma'ar anymore. He's not meant to be Ma'ar. Now, from these Rishayim, they're learning again. The Rabbanan said, Eid Achad says the Farei Nechta, that's good enough. And Eid Achad says the Farei Nechta, that's good enough. And the Baal is Ma'ar later, so we say the Eid Achad was good enough. So that seems to contradict Rabbeinu Avigdor's Yisod. Why? So Rabbeinu Avigdor, this whole Gemara is based on Kiyum Shtaros the Rabbanan. Kiyum Shtaros is only the Rabbanan until the husband is Ma'ar. If the husband's going to come along and be Ma'ar, so that error that the husband comes along with later is that error that the husband comes along later and he's going to be Ma'ar should require Kiyum Shtaros Deraisa. So if it's going to require Kiyum Shtaros Deraisa, now you should need two Eidim. How are you trusting the Eid Echad? To say before Eid Echad. All stars. So maybe Rabbeinu Avigdor could answer that over here it's different because Mekar Medik Dayik, and therefore what? Kim Shtaris Deraisi, I think will be enough. But Kiyum Shtaros is really Deraisa. And the Yerecha plus Deikar Medik Dayik, maybe that's good enough, but Mokim Shtei Eidim. The Kiyum Shtaros. Maybe. Maybe. You know, this is not a typical Yerecha. No, but then it should even be Beksav Yadai. I mean, maybe it's even Beksav Yadai also. It'll be a Kiyum Deraisa. Because maybe once we say Meikar Meibik Dayik, Rabbi Charat have always said before, you don't have to come with the Kiyum Shtaros the Rabbanon. No way to learn the Gemara. Because the Gemara answers Kiyum Shtaros the Rabbanon. Then the Gemara says Chumrahu. So the Gemara answers Meikar Meibik Dayik. So you're saying you have to Meikar Meibik Dayik, you don't have to say Kiyum Shtaros the Rabbanon. Even if it's Deraisa, maybe Meikar Meibik Dayik is good enough. So you want to learn the Gemara. Maybe. But Akapanim, if you learn the Gemara, the way it flows normally, straighter, that Kiyum Shtaros the Rabbanan, therefore the Eirecha is believed, so then the Kasha. That seems to be a Kasha, they don't think that. Even when the Baal comes later, but it's Bukuyim with a Kiyum the Rabbanan. So we're going to say something like the Rambam. Once you say Tchelev, so it blives Tchelev even for something else. So here, once you say it's a Kiyum, it should blive a Kiyum. You have to see how far we'll stretch it. In other words, maybe. Once it blives a Kiyum, they're up on it, it'll be good, it's totally good. Okay, it's also Chiddush. Okay. So it would be easier just to say, I think the Lord is like the first chat, that we just want to dissuade him from coming.